open windows, August the 17th, the power of his resurrection. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Philippians 3, 10 and 11. You never do touch the Lord Jesus in his death in any measure without knowing a new measure of resurrection life. When the Lord Jesus, by his Spirit, brings us in a further measure unto the measure of his death, let it be settled with us, once and for all, that that is in itself a new measure of resurrection life. The two things go together. It cannot be otherwise. It is death unto life. It is loss unto gain. The life and the gain are of a different sort from the death and the loss. The death and the loss is simply all that which sooner or later will go in any case. And even while it remains, it is of very doubtful value. But the life and the gain are eternal, and have in them all the values of God. So Paul could, with something of joy, hail conformity to the death of Christ. He speaks about it in no mournful terms, as though he were going to lose everything. There is no shadow on his face or sob in his voice when he speaks about being conformed to his death. It is the shout of a victor. There is something he is after. He has known power, popularity, reputation, position, possession. And he says the knowledge of Christ Jesus is excelling all that. What knowledge is it? It is the particular knowledge of him and the power of his resurrection. Why? Because of what it leads to, all the possibilities of that resurrection life and power. Because of its ultimate issue. Because of the place to which it can bring him. No less a place than the very throne of the Lord himself.